Like so many other teenagers around the world, 19-year-old Martin Otieno Jr. can't wait to get his driver's license. He shows all the characteristics of a first-time driver. Gripped hands on the steering wheel, hawk-like observation of the road, and nervous questions for his instructor.
Driving in Nairobi is wild, but if you can drive in Nairobi, you can drive anywhere.
Unlike his counterparts elsewhere, Otieno has to contend with unruly minibuses called matatus, in addition to pedestrians and animals darting in and out of traffic. There are also huge potholes, unmarked speed bumps, and overloaded buses and trucks going at high speeds. And according to David Jiroge, the Director General of the Automobile Association of Kenya, accountability is lacking.
Perhaps you would also blame the enforcement, because there is a law, and where the law is properly observed, and the penalties are adequately given out, right, dished out, right, then people would have a second thought to go on breaking the laws.
In Kenya, it is not uncommon to hear of people buying driver's licenses instead of investing in driving school. However, Jiroge says that people are slowly seeing the value of going back to school.
They come to recognize the fact that here, it is my life, right? Although I have a license. Yeah, so it's better for me to go back to, you know, the proper driving instruction.
Otieno paid roughly $175 for a full driving course, a steep sum for a teenager.
I'd rather get, you know, quality education rather than just go to some cheap school in the neighborhood, get some guy, they probably won't have the right material, you know, so cheap is expensive too.
But while he's concerned about his safety on the roads, there is another reason Otieno is excited to get his driver's license.
First thing I want to do is take my dad's car out. He's always told me don't touch that car without your driving license, so that's the first thing I'm going to do.
The dream of teenagers everywhere. Jill Craig for VOA News, Nairobi.